That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence, free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as Ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out, and we are halfway through December of 2022. Tonight, we'll talk about the rest of 2022 and the early part of 2023. There is a bursting through the energies as we exit 2022. There is, much like a volcano, a tearing, a ripping, an eruption happening. This is unusual because it enables us to see how something operates from the inner level within us. It shows us our true colors or motives, and there is a lot of learning that can come through this eruption. The energy shows us how all of the elements come together. We forget how much the power of the planet Earth activates and affects our lives. There has been a lot of human ego affecting us lately. We forget about what one man can do and the power that's within us. This seems to have been a priority and has knocked us off balance. This brings the possibility of a lot of natural disasters the rest of December 2022. This energy will continue into 2023 because of the strength of the human ego has overridden a lot of natural considerations. We all have natural limitations, and the natural power of the individual human comes up for review and adjustment at the end of 2022. A lot of people have forgotten this and have gotten out of step with natural power. Many people have tried to wield or force their power beyond their natural ability. There will be a humbling power and ego trips in the next 2 weeks. People are seeing slivers of light. They see that the thing they are confident about or egoic about can come to an end or completely collapse with just a strong wind. we see how lucky some of us are and how individual energies play into the success, play into the motivations and personal progress of us. We start to see that certain things are not guaranteed here, and that the attempting to move forward and predict for ourselves, to go from point A to point B, to focus on one objective and accomplish it, there is a self-orientation power or mindset that we use. But the earth has to also work with us. That's why we have ley lines and meridian lines, etc. Many of us have a lot of work to do with how we work with the earth to accomplish our own economic interests. We are dealing with a lot of inflation as well as great changes in the business landscape. This is now the beginning to ease off since we have gone through that crescendo I spoke about. The energy that came in during the Scorpio eclipse in October. And we've walked through some of the changes. So, how much money we need and how to get it has changed and is getting easier as we move along, believe it or not. I'm seeing people well into the next decade focus on balancing their living situation and monetary needs, as well as perhaps forming a new business. At the end of 2022, there is a large vacuum, like sucking up the inner meaning to their lives. But another energy is erupting. It's been dwelling beneath the surface for a while, and it comes to the light, totally replacing the older versions of what we've been looking at. People have been in certain jobs, focused on certain careers in college, desire a career, and are now changing focus on a wide scale. This has been supported by the Jupiter-Neptune conjunctions that are going on right now, especially with Jupiter being on the cusp of Pisces-Aries. Neptune is in the last degree of Pisces, and Chiron, the healer, is in Aries. So much is happening in these two signs. There are a lot of sacred endings and many sacred beginnings. At the beginning of 2022, we were halfway through this transition, this crossing over the bridge and moving into what matters now. Significance, meaning, cause, motivation. Being tied to a more natural expression of you is the most important thing at the ending of 2022. Making sure that you are not engaging in things that are not natural to you. Making sure that you are getting out of your comfort zone a bit, but moving towards a more natural lifestyle for you. That's the best way that I can describe it. It's like a volcanic eruption. It's fiery, painful, and can destroy its own creation. We have to have our own cycle of destruction in our own life. Something that we've created has to be torn down and destroyed and replaced by new thought. Example, you studied to become a lawyer and you leave that profession to paint or to be artistic. You leave a marriage, create a divorce, the destruction of moving apart, and then rebuild your life elsewhere. Or the kids leave for college, and you're on your own to build your life. No more parenting. Remember, nothing lasts forever, but also remember that everything can regrow. It's not a permanent type of destruction, but it is a part of nature on this plane, on this planet Earth. The new energy takes you away from your old belief system to make new way for new growth. We see this everywhere, from winter to spring. It's natural. A new cycle begins on the astral new year, which is Aries, the new moon in April. So we're still going to be working with this energy from now December into the end of March. It's like pruning your roses. This new energy is coming from the center of the galaxy, and it began in 2020. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're going to be talking more about all this right after this message, our weekly cosmic tip. I'll be back after this. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with your Stargazing Report, week of December 12th through December 18th, 2022. This week it's off to an energetic and productive start on Monday as the Sun sextile Saturn, along with the Leo Moon sextile with Mars. Tuesday, it may be difficult to drag yourself out of bed, as an energy-depleting opposition between the Moon and Saturn makes it difficult to focus on action or work. The Moon is in her introspective point of course phase from 7 o'clock a.m. to midnight. That means do laundry, meditate, nap, don't buy anything you can't exchange, and don't initiate any important activities. But the trine between the Sun and the Moon that day makes it fun for games, for goofing off, socializing, and simply schmoozing with your friends. Wednesday brings another lazy day while the Sun squares Neptune. Optimism is at an all-time high, leading to daydreaming and visions for success and abundance. Wednesday morning, you may awaken feeling sluggish and hitting that snooze button just one more time as the energetic Sun challenges sleepy Neptune. This is a great day for networking and team building. Thursday brings a mixed bag. An exciting grand trine between the Moon, Mercury, and Uranus favors out-of-the-box thinking and innovative solutions. This is the time for great ideas. However, the Moon square Mars retrograde makes it quite challenging to get everything done. It's better to focus on visualizing the outcome rather than getting the results. It'll come in due time. On Friday, try to stay out of the office politics or trying to please the boss. There's a big energy boost with the Moon brown-nosing trine with Pluto, the ego center. The Moon moves into social Libra at lunchtime Friday through Saturday, favoring holiday parties. Saturday, the Moon squares both Venus and Mercury, which is offset by the Moon's trine of Mars and Mercury's trine with Uranus. This is a better day for engaging in active hobbies and sports rather than trying to build energetic harmony with a group. Time for chores on Sunday, when the Moon sends harmonious vibrations to Saturn and the Sun, which you'll be humming along with as you do your work. Maybe do a little dance step too. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program on Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. That was our weekly cosmic tip. And we're going to continue talking about a change in dynamics between 2022 and 2023 and why. We have to understand and accept what needs replacement in our lives. What's been too difficult for us? Any inauthentic or unorganic thing in our lives may need to be questioned at this time. This should be felt very deeply, and our intention is acting overtime. We need to stop and to listen to it and to follow through with its message. What we don't feel good about, what we feel intuitively damages us, what questions our future viability or slowly damages our vitality? This is very important to see. We need to see our lifetime in the future and let go of what's holding us back. Even if we have to scrap a few things and get some things out of our life or even move away. In industry, you could be moving from one thing to another and your life status could be going up or going down. Different social. We have a different way of communicating or sending and receiving messages. A different way of people coming together. A different way of people uniting For example, Skype and Zoom and online classes and schools online, as well as many, many years of working, now beginning to see results, promotions, graduations, gaining a new status in life, people standing up for their human rights. They're very important with this energy and the new energy that's coming in. The earth and the energy is now seeing past depression accounted for, and this is so dynamically consolidated in an individual way, and that's important for you to know. There's a completely different grid that we're working towards in 2023, and I will be talking more about this as we go along through the rest of 2022 and into 2023. How we find friendships is changing. How we find romantic relationships is changing. How we relate to each other is changing. That's for the good, for sure. There is a dehumanization grid that's going through social media right now. The independence of something that started 7 years ago and climaxed in 2020. All this energy is coming in strongly from 2014 and 2015 and grew and grew and grew until it was dominating in 2020. And then it was maintained in 21 and 22. And it has just erupted, a dual eruption, Facebook and Twitter. This symbolizes a vast paradigm shift in the way people are treating the earth and the way that people are treating each other. Reflect on what has meaning for you. It's best for you to go within rather than have someone else tell you what it should all mean. Think about self-determination and think about what your life is. What is your life about? What are you bringing to the planet? What does it mean at the end of 2022 for you to become strong? People are much stronger than they give themselves credit for. What does it mean for me to have made the progress that I've made in my life? What beneath my surface is now expressing itself? What running momentum have I now completed? How can I relate to my fellow humans in a stronger, less judgmental, less angry way? The current grid, the one that we're leaving behind, holds. People needing to be better than others. People needing to judge each other. People needing to look down on each other. It's been a collective, condescending vibration. This has reinforced loneliness and lack of collective power. This has been a common trend in social media, Instagram, and TikTok. YouTube exists in its own energy. Yes, it has its problems, but YouTube has allowed people to expand. The individual being within his own world and being on devices all day, listening to other people and forming judgments about other people, forming condescending psychology about the free will of other people is a divisive and self-disempowering choice. People think, I know who that person is. I judge that person. I'm going to make a YouTube channel judging other people and criticizing other people and being a really antagonistic person to others. They really don't know that it's very destructive. The feeling of ego, the feeling of status, the feeling of judgment, the feeling of I'm better than you are, has become a self-elevating process. This is something we have to look at squarely in the face, seeing the forest for the trees, seeing what we're doing and the truth behind it, or the destruction behind it. And it's all coming together before the first of the year. This is something that causes a huge collective disempowerment because people can't come together. People can't actually knock on the door and say, can I have a cup of milk? So when you get into your ego and you judge others and feel self-elevated through the destruction of another's energy and judge another by what you see on your screen, that reflects on you. And you begin to judge yourself in a subconscious way that is somewhat similar. So you might be looking at your own life on a screen, or you may not even know what you're doing and realize it, but you might be judging your own experiences in the same way you are judging someone else on social media. What that could mean is that you may not want to leave the house. You may confine yourself to your own box, your own TV center, your own screen. You may not want to knock on another's door or even those four walls that you're living in. This is a psychological result of a life dominated by social media, constructed or dominated by this new age of Aquarius and collective understanding. There is a good thing about it, though. I love that social media brings us understanding of other cultures. There is a great opportunity to use the social media that empowers everyone. Also, it's very educational, very enlightening. We choose what we watch. We choose what we consume. So you can't say that social media needs to change. But again, you can choose what you consume. Do you really get fast food every day? Do you watch angry, violent videos every day? This can become a parasitic energy. So, in 2023, it may be wise to watch things that are good for us, that are healthy. Let's do a little review of what I'm saying. There's an eruption happening. It's coming from our deepest inner being, and it's being pulled in by the planet Pluto. We cannot stop it or hide it. We cannot be in a stage of denial. We will see what we are contributing to, what we are building up, what we are supporting. Some of us just swipe our credit card and don't know what we're supporting. Where does the money go? To support slave labor in Mexico? Scam propositions that we know nothing about? And if we are doing that, are we innocent of the crime? I don't think so, because we have to understand and totally avoid that. And as 2022 draws to a close, we know that we can be fooled and scammed, and that's going to grow more in 2023. But as 2023 comes in, there will be opportunities to pull back, to readjust, and no longer give those contributions. But this year isn't over yet. 2022 has a little more breath in it. These solutions are not going to be instantaneous. But as we emerge stronger, more powerful, more self-responsible, the growth will become important. This destructive pattern has been a long-running momentum, and people will have to make long contributions, and we're going through what is represented by the Nine of Wands and the Ten of Wands. We're healing our strength, and we're going to release some of our burden. There is going to be strength to pull out of the dark pattern, to pull out of who we are donating to and on the backs of whom. What are the people feeling and working with at the psychic level? We'll talk more after this, after we come back from our half-hour break. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. We'll be back after these messages.
Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras, so it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986. Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
I suppose that there are those who say he had it easy, had it made, in fact, before he'd even begun. But they don't know the things I know. I was always with him. It may sound strange, but we were more than friends. It's hard to tell the truth when no one wants to listen, when no one really cares what's going on. And it's hard to stand alone when you need someone beside you. Your spirit, your faith must be strong. What one man can do is dream. What one man can do is love. What one man can do is change the world and make it young again. Here you see what one man can do. As his eyes were then, that's how bright his mind was. That's how great his love for you and me. A friend to all the universe, grandfather of the future. Everything that I would like to be. What one man can do is dream. What one man can do. What one man can do is change the world and make it new again. Here you see what one man can do.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And that was What One Man Can Do, sung by Elizabeth Hepburn, written by John Denver, to honor the life of Buckminster Phillips. You might want to check him out, because he was a great, brilliant man. We're going to go on with the worldwide dynamics of energy at the end of the year of 2022. There is a great and powerful energy coming at the winter solstice that will help people find their purpose, about what their calling is, and what they can manifest for themselves over the next few years and begin in 2023. People may not be quite so focused as we enter 2023 after the climactic ending of the era in November of 2022, because it takes time to heal. It takes time to close down, let go of old thoughts, and change direction. So we may have someone making smoothies in a mall who wants a music career. Physically, they make smoothies, but mentally, psychically, they make music. The energy brings in opportunities all year for them to make music. They're not there yet, but they are beginning to wind their way down that road towards that goal. In 2023 and 24, we have quite a time to manifest our desires. I have made meditations and written books about chakra development, especially the third eye and crown chakra, along with the new eighth and ninth chakras. You can work on them with my opening the spiritual chakras meditations, as well as the new spiritual chakras book that I wrote. I created the meditation with Richard Shulman. It's beautiful, it's powerful, and it's real. For balance and orientation, ask, where does my intuition want me to go? Rather than, where do I want to go? Or, what is in it for me? When you say, what is in it for me, you're asking someone else to tell you how to be and who to be it. But when you say, where does my intuition want to go? You open up your inner to be led by your blessed higher self, your guides, and your angels. Am I around toxic, narcissistic people rather than kind, supportive, open-hearted people? Strengthen your inner senses to know whether someone you meet is kind or a mean person. Meditation helps you to recognize this. Isolation or hyper-independence is ultimately not the best for you. Do-it-yourself people can be independent and cause themselves isolation and loneliness and be super clingy. Shadowing people lose their sense of self and their inner power. How do you stay in balance? We're all finishing up the South Node conjunction in Taurus in March, and once we get into the node of Aries Libra energies, we are going to have to be very balanced, with very balanced intentions. As we leave 2022, people may have a dietary imbalance, an economic imbalance, inflation, and unrealistic spending. Inflation will continue, and people will have to adjust to it. For the early part of 2023, you will need to pull back on your spending, unless you are buying property or making a significant purchase. Pull back as much as possible. Any type of impulsive spending, I would be sure to turn off inside of me. A lot of people have that tendency. But now is the time to hold back, and that's very important to do economically in 2023. A college degree? Can you buy one? Yes. A daily Starbucks coffee? Should you buy one? No. Anything that will help you for the rest of your life is okay. Spend on your marriage, spend on the family, spend on the community. Yes. The financial crisis is not just the Federal Reserve, the IRS, the government, although that's all tied into it. It's also something called animal spirits. We have a culture around spending and around consumption. We have Amazon and eBay so close to our fingertips, social media, advertising. People are spending more frequently and creating way more transactions than ever before. We are coming out of a very unhealthy lockdown situation, and that's part of the cause for this, and that also inflates the economy. if you want to try to help with inflation, and this is hard because things are not as good of quality as they used to be, try to cut off the unconscious credit card spending. For some of us, it's going back to the cash system. For others, it's not being on the grid as much. For those of you who live rurally, you are very lucky and you're self-employed and can go back and forth to the cities at your leisure or when necessary. This is one of the best ways to live right now. It's not easy to balance, but if you live off the grid, I think you can really get ahead at this time. There's room for investment, room for creating very powerful structures for yourself, as well as building strong financial progress. But if you live in the cities, if you live urban, it will be very difficult to get ahead unless you have an enormous income. And even then, with this consumer cultural spirit, with the North Node in Taurus, and with Uranus in Taurus as well, it's going to be difficult. The Holy Grail secret is to stop. No credit cards. Uninstall the Amazon app. Uninstall your YouTube Premium, Paramount, Netflix, Newsmax, Hulu, and all the games. You'll be surprised at how much the ads influence you. You may not think so. You will save money when you don't watch them. Watch for food expenses. Watch for having food delivered. People are in such karmic stories, and everything is changing, and so very quickly. They want packages delivered and the service industry to become their foundation. It's very expensive, but a small percentage of people can truly afford it. It's good to have families close by and a significant other as well. That can be very economical right now. Those who have help are benefited. Those of us who rely on the service industry have a big part to play in inflation as well. So think on that and recognize it. It's also going to become harder and harder to purchase houses. And it will be different in certain places around the world. In the USA, it will become extremely difficult to own land. So it's good to secure your housing right now. I've told everybody for the past 2 years to get settled. Get settled. The price of housing will decrease, but it becomes impossible to get loans. So unless you're very wealthy and can pay in cash, you will get ahead in housing if you can pay in cash, of course. Anyone who purchases a house for cash can save a lot. But the people who need a mortgage who will have more of a problem. And that's quite a ways away, actually. Okay. So this problem is quite a ways away, actually. More like into May and August of 2023. The stock market and cryptocurrency will be very volatile with monthly decreases. No, do it again. The stock market and cryptocurrency will be very volatile with mostly decreases. Good if you're buying in, but watch out if you're holding. The large forever companies are folding, disappearing. Out of business. Minerals and gold are the way to go. It's very hard to predict about this now. It's become mostly like gambling. There will be some very strange and unpredictable ups and downs throughout next year. The best investment is in us, our communities, our families, the elderly, our children, the food bank, etc. So many people who lost a lot between 2020 and 22 are investing in companies they know nothing about. They could have invested in their own families and gained, both on this planet and beyond. I'm going to say that again. They could have invested in their own families and gained, both on this planet and beyond. invest in our water, invest in that which we are consuming into our body. Investing in the stock market and always eating fast foods is just plain crazy. Is that sustainable? I think there's a big problem with that. Try to invest in what, try to invest in what's in your present moment. Do some timeless things. Passive income is not timeless and is contingent upon a lot of things. Passive income is contingent on the status quo, neoliberal global economy. Any type of passive income in 2022 is completely contingent on the global economic system, which is complete questioning with the current. Which is complete questioning with the current geopolitical affairs, you know, along with different territorial disputes as well. I'm not telling you not to do it, but make sure it's not the main focus in your life, because that's a pipe dream. Unless you're a gambler, and that's your profession. If you're in Las Vegas playing poker all the time, and that's your vibration, that's your energy line, that's what you do. I'm talking to people who are not multimillionaires, who can just do that for fun. But people who are putting their humble paychecks into the system, that's not okay. It's okay if you're out of debt, if you have all the food in the house, that's good. If the bills are paid and you do not charge, have an independent household, and you're living in a place that is safe, make sure those bases are covered first. So let's bring this all together.
A change in paradigm in what we require of ourselves before we embark on certain paths. Having, for example, a healthy diet, healthy housing, a location that you like, a career, an industry, and perhaps an education that you like or need as well, before you go crazy with certain investments or certain economic chances. I want to ask you, if the stock market or anything regarding currency has any kind of power in the eye of a hurricane or in the center of an erupting volcano, that's what I love so much about nature and the real world. The earth can really show us that there are bigger things than these horrible rats. Okay. The earth can really show us that there are bigger things than these rat races. Humans create things like Humans created things like currency markets, trade regimes. Those things are certainly powerful, but they have a great power over what people have in their lives, what people eat, etc. But it's nothing over the power of the earth or the power of the people and what they have to say as they walk the earth. Wow, you need to get to know that power. At the end of 2022, it's really nice to transcend the momentary rat race and focus on your true significance in correlation to the earth. That's going to be the theme as we finish up our night. Okay. Give me a second. That's going to be the theme as we finish up our time with the North Node in Scorpio. A lot of people will be facing that type of moral. A lot of people will be facing that type of moral, like, wow, look at all the time I'm investing in something that meant nothing, something that you had a mistake in, giving your money to a stock corporation and having no control over what it is or what it does, like Apple. Seems strange to me. Nonetheless, we do it And nonetheless, it's encouraged. And nonetheless, there are people who win, people who lose. Something else by the end of 2022. Something is going to happen by the end of 2022. And we're going to know the winners and the losers. And that will be made very, very clear by the end of the year, before New Year's Eve. Victory will be living and being in more neutral harmony with the earth. More so, it feels like making out that tax return or making out that profit and loss statement. And whatever analyzing that 2022 profit and loss statement, I feel will be widespread destruction right now. And we will be facing the question of how are we wielding our life force energies outside of the profit and loss statement, outside of the mobile or Zoom screen. It's all reminding me that there are greater powers, there are higher forces, there are higher, more loving vibrations than any type of human actors. And it's better to be content with that and to be connected with that. And to be humble with it, and to really respect it, and to orient ourselves and our contributions in alignment with nature more than false light and false creations and fake news. My last thoughts are for our last chapter of 2022 is a congratulatory energy. Some people have really proven something incredible to themselves within. In the year of 2022. This is so beautiful. We are swaying into a totally different territory. I think people have repelled evil. I think that they have repelled psychic attacks here that have been put on the planet in dark energy from 2020 until now. I think that people have overcome the negative wishes of others. I think that people have broken age-old dark energy and perhaps even curses in 2022. People have shifted their generational trauma, generational guilt and implications. This is what I'm interested in. Here, at the end of 2022, we have found the true human energy that we forget we have because we were more focused on the short-term aspects. It's really important to see that for ourselves and honor it, regardless of what the outcome is. How significant or how insignificant are some of the things that you've contributed to this year? There is something by just crossing over this time threshold of 2022 into 2023. Actually, 3-2s is a pretty big deal. 2-2-2. That's a 6. That's karma. That represents hard work. It's a higher vibration, always, due to the collective consciousness and the numeric timing. Also, the Jupiter-Neptune in Pisces coming together now as Jupiter closes its 12-year cycle. Pluto changes signs as well in a few months, as does Saturn. We will have a totally different life. And I will be devoting a lot of time to what that is, the 2023 forecast, when I go on Coast to Coast AM with George Neary on January 2nd at midnight, midnight Pacific and 3 a.m. Eastern. Hope you can listen to it. But it's not over yet, and it can be very hard. Jupiter is still in Pisces. Saturn is still in Aquarius. Pluto is still in Capricorn. Believe me, this closure will not be easy, but walking through it and coming through it strong and flexible, you will be totally lighter and truly self-empowering. It's a self-empowering time that's coming ahead on 2023. You may have to face some things you aren't used to. You may have to face some things that you want to remain hidden and below the surface. But we all have to change, and we all want the change. Remember, it's important to congratulate yourself and to focus on how you want to work with the higher energies and to bring that into what you desire for your future. What a fabulous and beautiful holiday gift. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. We have come to the end of the show. We are going to do the meditation. And I want to say Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. Thank you for listening, and I'll be back next week. This is a breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position, legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes and start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. release the breath. Now listen, and listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind with respect, the full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath and have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart, as if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in, breath out. Breath in, breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently. Very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up. Up out of worry, out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels. Down to your heart. Up to your angels. Down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace. And feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in, get lifted up, come back down to the heart, and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals.
Release the breath. Send out the light. You're being lifted up again. Breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend when you drop down. Breathe in. Feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up, drop down again, and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in, lift yourself up, feel the angels, bring down the light, and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light, and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light, brilliant white light, like a cluster of falling stars coming down and falling you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension, the God center, and you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit or the Chi or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. keep your eyes closed, stay in that position, and listen to Richard Schulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies.